Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to end the letter O in the alphabetical presentation with Cy Oliver, mostly known for his arranging, but also composed some and played some trumpet. His first job to get notice with his work was Jimmy Lunsford's band in the 1930s. And then with Tommy Dorsey in the early 1940s. First up, Jimmy Lunsford, 1938, arranged by Oliver Margie.
Margie, I'm always thinking. thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. I have bought a got a house and ring and everything for my hubba, Margie. You are my inspiration, dear. That's never blue. After all said and done, baby, you the only one that did it.
Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra 1938, an arrangement by Cy Oliver of Margie, written by Con Conrad, J.R. Robinson, and Benny Davis. The alto sax solo was Ted Buckner. A little bit of the guitar was quite nice by Al Norris and Trummy Young, singing for you and playing his trombone for Decca Records. Same time, it shows the skill that Oliver had as an arranger to take an old, old pop tune. This one written 1910 by Tell Taylor. It's called Down by the Old Mill Stream. And Oliver makes it wonderful. Lunsford, an arrangement by Cy Oliver of Down by the Old Mill Stream. Buckner again, Ted Buckner on alto solo and Trummy Young trombone. Dan Grissom sang it for you this time, and he played alto and clarinet in the band. Willie Smith's alto as well there. One more with Lunsford and Oliver's input. This was written by Hal Mooney, and it's called Lay Jazz Hot. Oliver arranges it. He takes the trumpet solo, Trummy Young, the trombone solo, Joe Thomas, tenor saxophone, and the band's longtime pianist, Edwin Wilcox. That being an arrangement of Lay Jazz Hot by Hal Mooney for the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, 1939, an arrangement by Cy Oliver. Oliver playing the trumpet solo, really nice, gutsy, old-style trumpet solo there. Joe Thomas tenor, Edwin Wilcox in a little piece at the end, and Trummy Young's trombone. Before I get into Cy Oliver with Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, let me say this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the internationally accredited MBA, a 20-month program with options in technology and innovation management, healthcare management, or entrepreneurship and closely held business. Info session March 3rd, on the web at plu.edu/MBA.
Because of his popularity with Lunsford, trombonist Tommy Dorsey tried to get him, Oliver, to join his orchestra, and I think I remember reading about this at the time. It was a lot of money. Dorsey offered Oliver $5,000 over whatever it was that he was getting from Lunsford, and I don't know what that was, but it was terrific money because in those days you could buy a good meal for 35 cents. For Victor Records, 1941, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, arrangement by Cy Oliver of For You, a classic from 1930 by Al Dubin and Joe Burke. and it features the vocalizing of Joe Stafford. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, Cy Oliver, arrangement of For You, featuring Joe Stafford and the beautiful baritone sax sound there of Heine Bo. Now, the trumpet section, a lot of this wasn't written ahead. He had a brilliant trumpet section at this time. Ray Lynn, Chuck Peterson, Ziggy Elman, and Jimmy Blake. All of them could play anything. They were passing the parts around. I'm tired. Take the first part. Okay. That sort of thing. Victor Records. 1944 now, I think at this time Victor had changed to RCA Victor. Not a big deal. The band's in Hollywood. McHugh and Fields did this. It's called On the Sunny Side of the Street. Cy Oliver did an arrangement. Oliver messes a little bit with the lyrics that are going to be sung for you by the Clark sisters, four real sisters who had been working quite a bit and were hired by Tommy Dorsey, and he changed their names to the Sentimentalists to go with his theme, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Here is Cy Oliver's arrangement up on the Sunny Side of the Street. Sunny Side of the Street, Cy Oliver, arrangement for Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in Hollywood, 1944. And the Sentimentalists singing for you. And I like that he messed with the lyric. It's kind of fun there. A little more boppy, I think, because of the time of the boppy era then. Finally, Oliver's own arrangement and composition of Heavily Borrowed from Tiny Bradshaw's Jersey Bounce. Nevertheless, he works it out beautifully. It's called Opus 1. Probably his greatest hit. It features two buddies, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco and drummer Buddy Rich. Opus 1 by Cy Oliver, written by him and arranged by him for Tommy Dorsey in 1944. Buddy DeFranco's clarinet featured, and some nice work on drums by Buddy Rich. And that kind of tempo, that tempo that you hear and you heard in the Jimmy Lunsford arrangements that Oliver did, was very special to the dancers. It wasn't too fast. It wasn't too slow. And it gave him a chance. I mean, the Opus 1 is really what we call a riff tune. It's not a melody, necessarily, like Stardust. Ba-da-ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, that kind of thing, over and over again. You could just keep playing that and playing it, and the dancers would just sweat into a pool. And they loved it. And, you know, hard times. In the 30s, anyway, but they went to dances. RCA Victor, 1944, when Tommy Dorsey's band was in Hollywood. Before I get to the letter P to begin with, let me do this. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Windows, Doors, and More, specializing in integrity from Marvin Windows and Doors, who create energy-efficient windows with a new, longer life cycle designed with a commitment to environmental sustainability. Information at windowshowroom.com.
Up first now, in no particular order, just the person has to have the letter P is the first letter of the last name. Cecil Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, baritone saxophonist, 1955 for Signal Records. With him Let's see. Duke Jordan on piano. Tommy Potter, another P person here, who we will hear with Charlie Parker. And Arthur Taylor playing the drums. We'll hear two of the quartet, and then I'll come in and talk about who's going to join them. Cecil Payne Quartet, 1955.
Thank you.
Baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne, his quartet, 1955, for Signal Records. Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, Arthur Taylor on the drums. This time, The Dream's on Me, written by Harold Arlen. And How Deep is the Ocean, by Irving Berlin. Now, Kenny Durham comes in to play the trumpet with the band to make it a quintet. We will hear the Cecil Payne, Duke Jordan composition, Man of Moods, and Dizzy Gillespie's Groovin' High.
Thank you.
Cecil Payne Quintet, Cecil Payne playing baritone saxophone, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Duke Jordan piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Arthur Taylor on the drums. Man of Moods, written by Payne and Jordan, and Groove and High, Dizzy Gillespie composition. In fact, they did honor to Dizzy by putting his ending on it. Right there. Cecil Payne, 1955, recorded by Signal Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sundays. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Serafina Osteria and Enoteca, celebrating the month of love throughout February, including live dinner music nightly, heart-healthy dishes, cocktails, and more. In February, Serafina also welcomes donations to the Medic One Foundation. Details at SerafinaSeattle.com.
Now to Marty Paich, P-A-I-C-H, pianist and arranger and composer. In this setting, he brings his Dektet to back up Mel Torme in Hollywood, 1956 for Bethlehem Records. This is a Torme record, and I think the title is just Mel Torme Sings Fred Astaire. These are pieces that were associated with the various movies that Fred Astaire did. And by the way, I think he's a great jazz singer. That is Astaire as well as Torme. The Dektet, the two trumpets, are Pete Condoli and Don Fagerquist. The valve trombonist and tenor saxophonist, Bob Enevolson. Vince DeRosa plays the French horn, Herb Geller the alto, Jack Montrose the tenor saxophone, on the baritone saxophone, Jack DeLong, on tuba, Albert Pollan, on string bass, Mac Bennett, and on drums, Alvin Stoller. Here, Marty Paich arrangements, his Dektet, and Mel Torme.
Change, keep that breathless charm. Someday, when I'm awfully low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change, keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you and the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change, keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you and the way you look, dear. Just the way you look, dear, and the way you look tonight. By the Adriatic waters, Phoenician sons and daughters are strumming a new tune upon their guitars. It was written by a Latin, a gondolier who sat in his home out in Brooklyn and gazed at the stars. He sent his melody across the sea to Italy, and we know they wrote some words to fit that catchy bit and christened it the Piccolino. Why everyone this season is strumming and humming a new melody. to the casino and hear them play the piccolino. Dance with your bambino to the strains of the catchy piccolino. Drink your glass of vino, and when you've had your plate of scallopino, make them play the piccolino, that catchy piccolino, and dance to the strains of that new melody. The Piccolino. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna get kissed. fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
Torme singing for you from Hollywood 1956, Bethlehem Records, backed by Marty Page Dectet and arrangements by Page of The Way You Look Tonight by Jerome Kern, Dorothy Fields, The Piccolino by Irving Berlin, They Can't Take That Away From Me by George and Ira Gershwin, and Something's Gotta Give. Music and lyric by Johnny Mercer, Marty Page, and Mel Torme. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Well, as you can tell, we're in the letter P now, and here is Oscar Peterson.
Thank you.
Oscar Peterson, solo piano for BASF Records, 1974. He played for us If I Should Lose You by Ralph Ranger, A Little Jazz Exercise by Peterson, Basin Street Blues by Spencer Williams, Dancing on the Ceiling by Richard Rogers, and A Child is Born by Thad Jones, Oscar Peterson, 1974. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Symetra Financial, presenting the 33rd Annual Friends of Frank DeMiro Jazz Festival, featuring John Pizzarelli, Sarah Gazarek, and Carmen Bradford. February 26th, 27th, and 28th. Tickets and information at friendsoffrankjazzfest.org.
Now Oscar Peterson teams up with Dizzy Gillespie when they were in London, 1974, for Pablo Records. Bernice Pitcairn wrote a couple of, well, she wrote many tunes. My two favorite, Lullaby of the Leaves and this one. Thank you. Oscar Peterson and Dizzy Gillespie, 1974 in London for Pablo Records. And Close Your Eyes, written by Bernice Petcare. Oscar Peterson, Dizzy Gillespie here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Irritable Bowel Syndrome Treatment Center, offering comprehensive care for patients locally and nationally to resolve their irritable bowel syndrome and related digestive disorders. More information is available online at ibstreatmentcenter.com.
Now to Esther Phillips.
If it's the last thing I do, I'll make you mine. Baby, the first thing is you. In my design, just like the stars guard the moon above me, that's how God I love. So baby, love me, please love me. And if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna hold your hand and though I won't say a word, and then I'm gonna show enough, try to make it come true. If it's the very last thing I do, it come true. If it's the very last thing, if it's the last thing, if it's the last thing, and ooh, if it's the very last thing that I do. Your kisses take meaning. To Shangri-La. Each a kiss is magic. That makes my little world a Shangri-La. Oh, land of bluebirds and the fountains. Nothing to do but cling to an angel. Lord, 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 that looks just like you, yeah. And when you hold me, how warm you are. Be mine, my darling, and spend your life with me. Where you are, it's Shangri-La. Thank you. Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. And if it's not asking too much, you gotta show the world how to get along. Too much. If ain't worth it. much already. Please!
Mr. Phillips in Los Angeles, 1970 for Atlantic Records, singing for you. If It's the Last Thing I Do by Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, Shangri-La by Matty Malnick, Carl Sigmon, and Bob Maxwell, and Please Send Me Someone to Love by Percy Mayfield. Jack Wilson was on piano and Paul Griffin organ. At the string bass, Ike Isaacs. On the Fender bass, Chuck Rainey. At the drums, Donald Bailey. On tenor, King Curtis. Flute, Joe Gentle. And the trumpet work of Joe Newman. Mr. Phillips. All right. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Egan's Ballard Jam House, a supper club venue featuring local and regional jazz, blues, and indie artists. Egan's is also available for private parties throughout the year. Music listings, menus, and reservation information online at ballardjamhouse.com.
Thank you.
piano there by Clarence Prophet, 1939-1940 for Columbia Records. Body and Soul by Johnny Green, Prophet's own composition he calls The Blues. And Richard Rogers' 1939 hit I Didn't Know What Time It Was, Clarence Prophet. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz, and I'm very happy to be here with you on Sunday afternoons and present this material of us. This is Duke Ellington's first record. It's as an accompanist at the piano with his friend Sonny Greer on drums and comment. And they're accompanying on Blue Disc Records, Alberta Prime, the year 1924.
Down at the house, grandfather, Let's start a rockin'. Big business for the bootmaker. Big business for the undertaker. Now, Pistol Pete got razor Jim. Jim got that and tried to use it.
Fingers out of my salad. What's the matter with you?
Alberta Prime singing 1924 for Blue Disc Records. It's going to be a cold, cold winter, written by Porter Granger and Joe Trent, and Parlor Social Deluxe by Duke Ellington and Joe Trent. Ellington at the piano, his first record he was on. Who was to tell, huh? And his friend from Washington, D.C., Sonny Greer, playing drums, making comment, and singing. Alberta Prime, 1924. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Mount Baker Theater in Bellingham, presenting Guitar Blues with fingerstyle roots player Jorma Kaukonen. Electric guitarist Robin Ford, who has played with acts from George Harrison to Joni Mitchell, and Texas singer-songwriter Ruthie Foster. March 7th. Tickets at mountbakertheater.com.
Now to bassist Oscar Pettiford, here with the Lucky Thompson Quintet, 1956, for ABC Paramount Records. That means Lucky Thompson on tenor, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone, Don Abney piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and O.C. Johnson on the drums.
Thank you.
Oscar Pettiford, his bass in the Lucky Thompson Quintet, 1956, for ABC Paramount Records. Two compositions by Lucky, NR number one, and Good Luck, Lucky tenor, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Don Abney at the piano, Pettiford bass, O.C. Johnson on the drums. Now, Lucky Thompson Trio, meaning Lucky and Oscar Pettiford, that is tenor and bass, and the guitar work of Skeeter Best.
Thank you.
Lucky Thompson Trio, 1956 for ABC Paramount Records. That means Lucky on the tenor saxophone, Oscar Pettiford playing bass, and Skeeter Best playing the guitar. The Plain But Simple Truth, written by Thompson and interrupted. I just skipped over it. Something on the disc, probably a bit of cheese or an underdone potato. And Mr. Man, also by Thompson. Oscar Pettiford with the Lucky Thompson Trio, 1956, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Pacific Lutheran University, offering the internationally accredited MBA, a 20-month program with options in technology and innovation management, healthcare management, or entrepreneurship and closely held business. Info session March 3rd on the web at plu.edu/MBA.
Now some Cole Porter. He isn't a jazz musician, but he's a composer and lyricist. Did all his work by himself, except probably a handful over the years, early on mostly. But he was providing material in this art. And, of course, it's an art to try to write a song, and the lyric, try it sometimes. It's difficult. Everything you know pops in your head. Ella Fitzgerald now with arrangements by Buddy Bregman, L.A., 1956 for Verve Records.
When the only sound in the empty street is the heavy tread of the heavy feet that belongs to a lonesome car, I open shut. When the moon so long has been gazing down on the wayward ways of the wayward town, that her smile becomes a smirk. and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Who will buy? Who would like to sample my supply? Prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise. Love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. Of love, better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill.
The tin pan.
antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. The tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall, like the tick-tick-tock of a stately clock as it stands against the wall, like the drip-drip-drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating, you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are. Torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day, night and day, under the height of me. There's an old statue hung. Spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. part of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. You begin, 'cause I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. You mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. I've got you under my skin.
Cole Porter for you, presented by Ella Fitzgerald, 1956 for Verve Records. Arrangements by Buddy Bregman of Love for Sale, 1930 from the New Yorkers. It's Da Lovely, 1936 from Red Hot and Blue. Night and Day from 1932, The Gay Divorcee. And I've Got You Under My Skin from a film called Born to Dance, 1936, Cole Porter, presented by Ella Fitzgerald, Los Angeles, 1956. Here's Bud Powell, piano, Percy Heath on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Bud Powell Trio, 1954 for Norgrand Records. Percy Heath bass, Max Roach drums, and Bud Powell at the piano. Deep Night, written by Rudy Valley, Round Midnight, by Thelonious Monk. I'd like to end with the Bud Powell Trio, 1953, on the Steve Allen Show.
Brief history of jazz up to date. I would say that the biggest changes brought about in the area of modern or progressive jazz, whatever you want to call it, have been in the rhythm section. And there have, of course, been other harmonic changes, but I think it's been in the rhythm area that most of the actual changing has been done. Instead of the heavy four to the bar pounding, you hear the drummer play a beat that's more subtle and sometimes more implied than stated in certain arrangements. You have piano players and bass men have been influenced by the more complex sounds that, as I said a little while ago, used to be called bop. Every man in the trio that you're going to see in a moment is considered just about tops among fellow musicians. First, the fellow who won Downbeat's New Star Award in 1953 as the Man of the Year on drums, Mr. Art Blakey. There's Art. Those of you watching TV at the moment may think he looks like me, but that's because you're still looking at me. And there's Art over there on CBS. Right across the way, there's Art Blakey. There he is. All right. He's in there somewhere. On bass, a great Duke Ellington graduate, a recording star in his own right, one of the real giants of jazz, Mr. Oscar Pettiford. And on piano, currently playing at Birdland and making, as a matter of fact, his network TV debut tonight, the favorite modern jazz pianist of most of the other jazz pianists around, a wonderful guy by the name of Bud Powell. Bud's going to play a thing of his own composition called Bud's Bubble, and here it is.
Thank you.
Bud Powell Trio on the Steve Allen Show. Bud Powell Piano, Oscar Pettiford Bass, and Art Blakey on the drums, and Bud's Bubble. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KBIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.